Hi, I'm Bill Slavisek, R&D Director of Dungeons & Dragons at Wizards of the Coast, and you're listening to The Gamer's Haven.
Dungeons & Dragons, Kingdom of Thoth. This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is sponsored by GMDice.com. You can never have too many dice.
This podcast is supported by RPG Now, the leading source of indie role-playing games, with over 10,000 RPG titles from over 500 creators and publishers. There are new RPG treasures to discover every day at www.rpgnow.com.
Woot, we all have an action point.
I should have two action points. I never used one. Well, woot for you, too. Are you over there singing the Dr. Who song?
Mm-hmm. Yes, totally. In its entirety. Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
Alright. Now I can't find the damn map.
We don't need it.
This map?
The one that's on the table?
It's on the other side of that
actually,
map?
No, it's not on the other side of that map, which makes me sad.
Is it on the graveyard map?
I don't think so.
Because that's upstairs.
Maybe I can find it. I thought I had it right down here, but probably not.
And,
yes. Orchestra.
Huh? But maybe joining the bad guys isn't such a crazy idea after all.
Well, now is when I reveal that I'm actually a paladin to Orcus.
And
Indiana Jones comes swinging in and saves the day.
We may have a chance.
Hey!
It typically works out somehow for him. So.
All right, so
well, I'm sure that he's going to take whatever it is that Kal-El has that he's using to
right.
raise Orcus and say, "This belongs in a museum!" and take it away.
That's right.
Well done.
We have a museum.
We do now!
That's what we're opening. We're opening a museum.
Well, it's Indiana Jones.
Evil artifacts, yes.
It's Indiana Jones. I mean, come on.
Just don't look at them and don't touch them. It'll be okay.
We summon the Transformers using the AllSpark.
Right.
More than you.
Yeah.
I want Optimus Prime to help us.
Bumblebee! Bumblebee!
No, I take Optimus Prime up. I mean, really. There's no contest there.
That's true.
So, because I get up at the crack of dawn, the animated series is on.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. and they have some little girl as their sidekick. It's very bizarre. And
yeah.
Oh, the new modern animated series?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not talking, you know, the classic animated series from when we were all kids. No.
I've seen a few of those and they're pretty god awful.
Yes, they are. I don't even like the way that they've animated them. Cinnamon, it's okay.
Okay.
Oh, it's alright.
So we rolling?
We are rolling.
We are rolling. Okay, so Eunice got me this groovy wiggity D20, which is multiple colors. Like, got some green streaks through it, and all kinds of cool stuff. So, this is going to be Kal-El's die. Everything Kal-El rolls will be rolled with this die.
I should also point out that we are recording today on, what is today? March 22nd, and we started doing Shadowfell 301 days ago.
Woo! And this should be it. So, if any horrible, terrible thing happens, you can blame this die. Or Eunice. Or me. Or whomever you want, really. Let's see. What happened last time? Last time, we fought our way... You all fought your way through Caloron's... Caloron? Where did that come from? Kal-El's.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea where that came from.
No.
Probably came from the Transformers discussion we're having somehow.
Then it would be Caloron. Yes.
Let's see. So you beat up the Calorel's second in command, and found you're standing at a. You're actually standing on the other side of this. This is what is down actually in the pit. There's a big grate, and in the grate are blood, like four separate sort of. Sort of little rivers of blood flow down into this pit. And they're kind of also dripping down these long, long chains that go down into the pit. The from looking at it from below, you can see that the blood pools in some kind of a pool down there. The blood gathers.
Some kind of pool of blood?
Yes.
With a wiggity vortex in the middle of it?
No.
Okay.
Without the text.
We're passing on the commemorative cupcakes.
Yes. And everybody should be able to have a total of four cupcakes, because we got...
Minus one. So Eric can only have three.
Yeah, except for me.
Stop.
I can pause. Right.
Well, and that was an interesting end of the campaign where everyone failed their checks. So, I hope you enjoyed listening to us.
I think we're going to kill Eric here in a second.
All right, let's bust out Talisman.
Woohoo!
That's Martian K9 at.
All right, so.
Send hate mail to. Right.
Eric's
so we are
bagger.
Now. Is there any way down this big pit, or
there are four chains? The opening is a square opening. The grate that it's flowing through is square, and in each corner of the square, there's a big chain.
Okay.
The chains go down. They appear to go all the way down.
Is that
they're also slick with blood?
We're not down here yet.
No. Basically, where you guys all are. This is where the,
the grate we were pushing them all down, it's a 2x2.
The hole. Mm-hmm.
Well, so, is there pillars up there?
Are there pillars up above? Yes.
Yes, where we're at.
Yep.
I tie a rope around it. Okay. I tie the other end around my waist.
Okay. It's 60 feet down. How much rope do you have?
Hopefully I have enough. We're going to find out. Let's see.
Another rope, standard rope comes in 50-foot lots.
Isn't there another? There has to be another way down. You can't
I have 50 feet of hemp rope.
Yeah, we all have rope, 50 feet.
But I will use one of the chains.
Oh yeah, I'm using the chain.
Okay,
hold on. I just rather fall 10 feet than
that's true.
60, or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, I got 50 feet of
hemp
rope too.
But yes, it is about 60 feet.
Let me see the map of the top place that we're at.
Did I show you that faux pas?
So,
in this building the other
basically,
day.
Are these pillars?
That was the,
the big crystal pillars.
Okay,
the
so we can tie a rope to these pillars, and that would shorten us by
it's
what?
Down.
Probably 5, 10, 15 feet
down.
Of rope.
So you'd need a couple of things.
The
of rope
last
to get
segment
down there,
of the board, the whole thing.
Basically, with the 50 feet of rope, you're going to be able to get 35 feet down. Mm-hmm. This thing, given the length from the
we
pit
should,
to the pillar.
We
but you could also extend the ropes.
Right.
If you use
we extend ropes, we're fine.
Well, then we'll do that. I think if we go down the chain, we should tie our way, so if we fall,
we don't have enough ropes for that. So I think I have 50 feet of rope.
We should all have adventure. Does everybody have an adventure kit?
Right, which is 50 feet of rope.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is 1, 2, 3, 4,
just
5,
tie it all
6,
together.
300 feet of rope.
Yeah.
Plus, I know you found some.
Okay. Well, if we have enough rope, then we have enough rope.
We don't.
I'm just looking at this
going.
We don't
all go down at the same time.
It would be really because this is where everybody was.
Mm-hmm.
It would be fairly easy to have a rope here and a rope here.
That
so
or
have
I
two do. Different ropes going
right.
down.
That or I
and you
cast
probably have enough rope between all of you to make it all the way down.
Yeah.
Okay.
But only if you basically go two at a time.
Yeah. Or I cast Tensor Floating Disc and then we just jump on it and go down.
It's a ritual, isn't it?
Yeah, it's only going to take like 10 minutes.
I'll have to look that up.
if that would work,
I don't know if that would work, but...
I was going to say, I thought there's a weight limit, but I...
Well, it's actually, though, I don't think I'll look it up here. I just want to test it and see.
Yeah,
what
as we ended last time, Kalorel's second in command was screaming about making sure Kalorel had enough time to fulfill the ritual.
Maximum was 250 pounds. You.
I'm not 250 pounds. He's not 250 pounds.
I'm 260 pounds.
Yeah, you can use the chain.
Aren't you like dragon can? Don't you have like wings?
Yeah, where's your wings?
They're kind of tired today, and I decided to fold them up into my spine so you can't see them.
Anyway, you can hear chanting drifting up from the
rope idea. Ah. I thought it was good.
Yeah, we tie ropes and.
Okay. Well, you know, the tensor floating disk could work for some of us, not all of us, though. Mm-hmm. The thing is, how big of a disk does it say? It's a 3 foot in diameter and 1 inch deep.
And how.
There would have to
you
be
can command the disk to move up to your speed as a move action.
So can you sit on it?
I don't see why not. You dump treasure on it.
Yes, but read through it. Does it always
say... I would say probably you wouldn't be able to go on it, but other people
other
could.
Other people could.
And how far can it get away from you?
Up to...
Five
squares.
Okay. So 50 feet. Yeah. So I could tie the rope around myself.
Actually, if you're more than five squares from it for two consecutive rounds, it disappears.
I'm going to say...
And actually, your arcana check determines the maximum load the disc can carry.
Oh, okay. So it could actually...
So you actually roll
you
an
can't
check.
Actually get on the... You can't get on it, but other people could.
It'd be 250 pounds up. So it could be all the way up to 2,000 pounds.
At least 250 pounds. So, I mean, if you want to go for it, that's fine. I'll use a rope and a chain.
That means that basically one person can fit on that desk.
Or two gnomes.
One person can fit reasonably comfortably on that desk. Two small characters could fit reasonably comfortably on that disc. But remember, 5 feet in diameter is less than a 5 foot square.
Well, so 3 feet in diameter.
Yeah. Or 3 feet in diameter is it's less than a 5 foot square. So really, realistically, one character could be
so there. Really what we need to do is cast a tensor scrolling disc so when we start dying, I can put the bodies on it and we can get out.
What I'm saying is easily one person could get down. If you want to pile more than one person on there, then they're going to have to start
if
making rolls.
If they're dead and we stack them, it would work.
This is true. And you tie them to the disc.
Tie in the rope around me.
After 3 hours of planning, we will actually get to the adventure.
I'm just going
to
go down. Exactly. I'm just going to go down with the chain and rope.
See, now, if I were you, Jeremy, I'd cast the tensor floating disc and have it as a point you could teleport to as you...
Nobody's going to let me wait 10 minutes, though.
Yeah, my only other question is, how the hell did they get down there? They didn't climb rope.
That's true. There was some rooms that we saw, but we never checked out, so I don't know.
No, you pretty much checked out
everything. I was going to say, we looked at everything.
Checked the whole place out.
Yeah, we looked at everything.
Okay. I thought we just got through the...
athletics check to climb down.
All right, so... While everyone else
let's
is
all
rope together, you're trying to climb down the thing?
No, like with the rope. Okay.
All right, so...
I think we'd want to do the safety rope thing and then climb down the chains.
Okay.
Is that what we want to do?
Yeah,
well,
that's
fine. How this is happening.
Okay,
what are you doing?
Could somebody just lower me down? Because my athletics sucks. I could do acrobatics. That might work better.
As opposed to a 10-minute ritual, why don't you... enchant a ring so I can cast Tensor's Floating Disc and you can float down.
I don't have that power.
Oh, okay.
Can I'll just ride on his back.
No, you will not ride on my back. I'm already in full plate armor. Climbing down is going to be difficult
I'm
enough.
I'm only 80
you.
Pounds.
That's your other
character. How much gear you're carrying?
Oh, actually, you can just put your gear in here.
Yeah,
so we want to get down there unarmored and unarmed. Land at the bottom of this thing, which is most likely a giant pool of blood, with some death cultist of Orcus named Kalorel standing there. It's like, can you hold on while I put my armor back on? It'll only take a minute.
Yeah.
No, wait.
That sounds like a foolish plan. I'm just going to go down the rope.
So I think we're doing what you had suggested is two pillars. The two pillars going down two people at a time.
I got a 19 on athletics.
Can we turn Cheeto into a yo-yo?
Hey!
Actually, this is amusing. On one page, the pit is 50 feet deep. On the next page, it's 60.
Sweet. So maybe it's 55.
Yeah. Wow, it grows.
It grows. Incredible growth there. All right, so who's doing what? How are you doing it?
Safety rope.
Safety rope. Climbing down the chain. Yep.
Okay. How many safety ropes?
Well, two.
Are you doing two?
I'm tying one around
two, two ropes of 100 foot
two ropes
length, basically.
Long enough to get down, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think we should go down first.
I think we should go down first.
Cut it.
The two meat shields are going down first.
Yes.
All right. Look. Okay. All right. Whoever's going down first, I need you guys to make athletic checks.
11.
Ooh, 9.
Okay. So you guys are trying to descend this, you guys are trying to descend into the pit. And, about, you know, maybe a third of the way down the rope, down the chain, both of you manage to slip and fall the remaining 30 feet into the pool of blood.
This is not starting off well.
I don't think it is.
And
no.
In fact,
I have a minus 4 to my athletics because of the weight I'm carrying.
I'm assuming we cut the rope shorter than the, maybe like by 5 feet or so?
That's not what I heard. What I heard was 100 foot. Feet of rope.
Yeah, no, we didn't say that, so.
I had 50 feet of rope.
Okay. You had 50 feet of rope, you had 100 feet of rope.
Yes.
Okay, well, you come
we
to a very sudden
anyway.
Stop.
That might break the rope. I'm done.
That might actually
yes.
break the rope.
Yes.
Why don't you look up how things break? And you come to a sudden stop as well. It's just underneath a couple of feet of blood.
Taking the nasty plunge.
Yes. Into.
Grossness. Hmm.
So.
Awesome.
You. And then we'll resolve this, and then I'll read you some interesting flavor.
Actually. Only one of us.
You take 10 points of damage.
You need to go down.
As you slam.
You can ride in my bag.
Into
well, the burst.
The
break DC of the break DC of rope bonds is 26.
Seriously, you wouldn't weigh anything.
Okay.
You can't put living matter in the bag.
Put your head out. Well, you can't.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and roll me a d20?
Unless they've changed the
rules.
Are
we close enough for him to grab me?
We used to dump prisoners in bags of holding all the time. We just every once in a while opened them.
Give them some fresh.
Can I yell Kool-Aid while I hit the blood?
Yes.
Okay.
Where are we going to store this guy? Well, we have a bag of holding.
You descend into a nightmare. Crimson streams spill from above and form a pool of blood in the center of the chamber. A yawning black portal dominates the northern wall of the chamber. Something strains against the darkness within, as if it were a thin film keeping back a vicious clawed beast.
We're bound.
Yeah, pretty much.
A set of blazing runes has been inscribed on the floor before the portal.
Bound.
Opposite the portal, a massive statue of Orcus stands.
Bound.
It points towards the darkness with a skull-capped wand.
Bound.
Bound, yes.
To the east, a series of steps lead to a platform where a small pit is flanked by two smaller statues
or
of Orcus.
Or a plot point.
Bound, right.
To the west, another set of steps ascend to an altar of bone, flanked by wide pillars.
Well,
a human clad in heavy armor wearing a skull-capped rod stands before the altar.
Mm.
His eyes are closed and a book rests open before him. He chants a low, droning prayer.
Boned.
Okay.
Boned.
Mm.
Boned.
I'm unhappy.
And I rolled an 18.
18. You rolled well. As opposed to my one earlier.
I have rolled wisely.
Okay. Let's see. Kal-El is standing here.
Facing the wrong way? Facing towards the pit or away from the pit?
Currently he's...
I thought he was facing towards the altar.
Facing towards the altar.
So that's the altar.
Yes. Kal-El is there. The wiggity dude...
Kalaro's axe is not wiggity. Come on.
Over here, I believe. Is that right?
That guy's cheeky looking.
Kripkel.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only painted Kripkel I have.
We're going to call him Pincushion.
Skeletal Warrior's there.
Your one Skeletal Warrior has a very big hat.
That's because he's great.
Tiny little guy there.
Grave Guard has had big hats?
Yes. And Killing Blow.
So, you Boned. Guys try, you two try and scramble down into the pit.
Boned.
You both lose your grip on the chains. You go flying into the blood pool yelling Kool-Aid, and then there's a huge splash of blood that goes everywhere. The blood pit comes really, really close to you and then stops suddenly.
Oh!
That's gonna leave a mark.
You take 4 points of damage. As not all of you stops in the same place at the same time. The rope seems to hold, though. You're still, let's see, you're still about 15 feet up. Roughly from the pit.
Sploosh.
You, however, are in the blood pool.
I am.
Drowning dwarf.
Drowning dwarf.
The good news is, it's only a couple of feet.
Oh, okay. So I realize I can stand up in it.
Yes. For the moment, you are completely under the blood, but it's only a couple of feet deep.
Sick.
And then this would be the creepy thing that's trying to get out of the darkness but can't.
No.
Is it actually doing that? Going.
Yes.
Right there. That's pretty awesome, right? Yes, there.
It's pretty sweet. Okay, so as Fang Yi comes hurtling into the pit, making a giant splash, if they didn't know you were there before...
They surely do now. They have announced us.
You can kind of hear this little squeaking thing say,
"See, see! They come, master, they come!"
Great. I can't help but notice that it's got the same voice as Splug.
That was kind of what I noticed, too.
It's hideous undead Splug! all right, everybody.
I told you so. Don't pick up pets in the dungeon.
Everyone, roll initiative.
He saved me more than once.
Now he's a hideous undead creature.
Damn it.
Ooh, yummy.
Oh, that's gonna suck.
You want this? Go get it. I don't know why he wants cat treats. Cinnamon is pissed. I gave the dog her treats. Give me a vomit.
You're all back. Not even looking at you.
Okay. Fang Yi.
13.
Gaz.
9.
Iona.
15.
Seth.
20.
Geo.
5.
Cowan.
9.
Wow. Almost everyone I have goes before all of you.
Oh, lovely. That's good.
My initiative modifier is better than 5. How did you pull a 5?
Roll a 2.
Awesome.
My initiative modifier is 3.
Yeah, you should have a plus 2 because of... Two more than that.
Okay, then I go on 22.
Then I go on a 7.
Then I go on a 15.
Yeah, I was going to say, we all move up 2 spots. All
right, hold on. Let's start this all over again.
Except for you two, because
we're not near her.
We're not near her, so that's true.
All right, let's start this all over again.
I stay at 13.
Dang, he stays at 13, guys.
I move up to 11.
Iona?
Mine's the same.
Which was... I already erased it, so tell
15.
Me again. 15.
Gito? 7.
Cowan, you're still at a 5 or something? 9?
Aren't you
9.
Forgetting?
Seth. Yes, I'm forgetting
22.
Seth.
What about Seth's pants?
They go on.
For some reason, I don't have Seth written down. Seth,
you
get to do nothing.
Yes, you do. At the bottom.
No, that's a skeleton.
Oh.
Seth is at 20, so you're at 22.
Yeah.
Okay. It's because I've already started putting things in order.
You're fast.
I'm at a plus 7.
You'd be too if you were constantly pursued by Pat.
And flaming pants.
You got a pants issue and Pat around? You'd be fast too.
Yes, well, it's still debatable whether or not
we could back
Pat
him.
Is the pants issue. Mm-hmm.
It's true, it hasn't happened since you haven't seen Pat.
We could jump up behind him and stuff him in a bag. We'll give him air once in a while.
Once in a while. Hmm. All right. So what this means is the clay golem goes first.
Lovely. I disbelieve in the clay golem. Does it go away?
1, 2, 3. Hey, that worked.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The pirates for a while yesterday.
6.
Or Friday.
That's true.
Well, that and dispel scroll.
And he will try to mind touch you because you're hanging there.
Am I actually in view?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know how far the pit went up.
15 versus your reflex.
That'll hit.
Take 4 points of damage, and you are dazed. And all of a sudden, you can't see the clay golem anymore.
Oh, nice. I chose to disbelieve. So.
Obviously, the clay golem doesn't exist.
So. Seth.
I start.
You're standing
playing.
At the top.
Start.
Good. 50 feet down there.
Start climbing down. I got an 11, so I'm going to fall.
Okay, were you tied to anything? You probably weren't. Because the only ropes seems like we're tied around these two.
So, one of us jumps into the bag. Then we just go down the rope as normal.
Feel free to jump in the bag, Cheeto.
No, I have to carry the bag. I'm not jumping into an extra.
You hit the blood pool. You're trying to scramble down the chain. And once again, you slip on the blood. You hit the blood pool pretty hard and take 8 points of damage. That was your move action. You still have a standard and a, but of course you also need to stand up. Right now you're face down in this blood pool.
I will stand up.
Okay, and now you've got a minor left unless you want to burn an action point.
Yeah, I'll burn an action point and shoot a magic missile at the clay golem.
Okay.
Since it seems to be moving quickly.
All right, roll it.
Look at where. Actually, they're with the 10, so I'll cast Scorching Burst. Well, no, fire's probably not going to affect the clay golem.
Don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You turn him into a ceramic golem.
Easy to play. That's true.
True.
Here. You'd be able to hit more than one of them, though, if you.
I got it. Yeah.
Anyone need anything from upstairs?
Nope.
No, thank you.
I got a 24.
Alright, what are you doing? Are you Scorching Burst or are you?
Yeah, Scorching Burst.
Okay, so what do you want to roll for first? Do you want to roll for the Golem or?
The Golem.
Because I think you can get what? You're going to be able to get the Golem and one of the skeletons?
Yeah.
Okay, so which you want to go roll for the Golem first?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was a 24.
Versus what?
Reflex.
I was going to say, actually, it doesn't matter because.
Hmm? That'll hit. For Harley.
Reflexes. Oh. Reflexes. A mighty 14!
So
roll your damage. Oh, or now roll for the skeleton. Sorry.
Kitty, 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 kitty. Harley. Come here. Kitty, kitty, kitty.
That's not very good. I only got a 13.
Let's see. The skeleton's reflex is higher than that, so you don't hit the skeleton.
Okay.
So just roll your damage.
6 points of damage.
Okay.
We kill Calorol yet?
Yes.
No, but the golem,
bonus.
The clay scout down there, the little golem guy, is bloodied.
Me.
Already?
Nice. He was damaged from his last encounter.
Yeah, remember we attacked him.
Yay! Although probably when he's bloodied, he gets like a plus 20 to all his attacks. And
probably.
Yes.
Damage. And
well, now he does. Thanks, Ethan. Well.
Okay, so Seth is now standing up.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's see. The white. It's the red.
Go.
You can only move one space.
Actually,
no, one space. Trust me. It's a typo. Whatever it's in there, you can only move one space.
Okay, fine. That's fine. You can move one space. Okay. However, his grave bolt has a better range than that.
So no, it only has a range of two. It's another typo.
He will try and zap you with it.
Zap. Me with it?
Okay. Seth, does a 11 hit your reflex?
No.
Okay. A dark crackling bolt goes whizzing by your ear. It feels cold as it barely moves.
Meanwhile,
the skeletons hold. Iona.
All right. I still have rope.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tie rope to a pillar.
Okay.
And attempt to descend the chain.
Okay. We'll say that you already had that done.
Okay.
Note that the rope is not going to actually go all the way down.
No, but 10 feet, a lot better than.
All right. Make an acrobatics check.
Acrobatics.
Yep.
Very first one.
19.
That is enough. Despite how slippery the chain is, you manage to scurry down at least until you get to the end of the rope. So you're 10 or 15 feet above the blood pool now.
Hi!
Hi!
So just out of curiosity, why did she make acrobatics and I made athletic?
Oh, did I say acrobatics?
You yeah. did. It doesn't matter because it's the same.
Yeah, yeah, well, I'm sorry. It should have been an athletics roll.
Well, then it was a 20.
Okay. Which is still funny. So, sorry about that. Should have been athletics.
Okay.
Anyway, you managed to scramble down there. No problem. Now you're 10 or 15 feet above the blood pool, and you're out of rope.
All right.
So, what are you doing?
So, I'm going to...
I look also like no.
You're like limp, like grumpy.
Oh.
Wait, are you like hanging there?
Yes.
I'm hanging right where you're at, yes. I only have 50 feet of rope too, so.
Yep.
But I fell, so I'm hanging by the rope tied around my waist, basically.
Alright. So
I'm dazed.
Are you dazed? I don't know that there's anything I can do if you're dazed.
You can just cut the rope, really.
Really?
Just cut the rope.
Smack him and say snap out of it?
Cut the rope, get me down there. I don't care.
You don't care?
That's what, I mean, I'm going to try to do it on my turn if someone else doesn't, so.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and try and get Cowan released from his rope.
All right, how are you doing that?
Let's see.
Remember, you're trying to hold on to this very slippery chain.
Take chicken with him.
I mean, you've got the rope, too, so if you let go of the chain, you're not going to fall anywhere.
Yeah.
But you will... You're not on the most stable of platforms here.
Yeah, so I'm going to... I'm going to push off and grab Cowan.
Okay. Are you going to try to? But okay. So what's yes. the what's the plan? What are you trying to do?
I'm going to try to swing Cowan.
Okay.
And undo his rope.
Okay. I will... Give me an...
I don't have one of those as a problem.
Give me an athletics check.
Yell up, I'll throw one at you.
Or do you think that should be acrobatics? That might be more acrobatics. I'm thinking that more fits in acrobatics. Give me an acrobatics check.
13.
Okay. You push off and you attempt to swing into... you attempt to swing into Cowan, but you're not quite, you don't time it quite right. So you kind of miss him. And so now you're hanging there, too. What do you want to do? I'm going to say you still have a minor action. You can try and do whatever you want with a minor action.
I don't... The problem is that I don't have a dagger or anything, so it's not like I can cut his rope. Or my rope, for that matter. Best I could try to do is saw at it with a crossbow bolt, but that's not going to do any good. So...
2 minutes later. Battle is over.
Damn it.
Kill.
Don't worry about it.
I have a sickle.
Alright, so you still have the minor action left. Is there anything else you want to do?
I'm going to try and...
Apparently you're...
Swinging... I'm going to try and steady myself so that I'm not swinging so much.
Alright, give me another acrobatics roll.
Oh, yeah, and I fail miserably. That's a 4.
Okay. That was Iona. Fang Yi.
Apparently I realize I can stand up. Finally.
What's the matter, honey?
Well, that's kind of creepy. This blood-covered dwarf is...
and I yell as I
how
come
high
out.
Up am I from? I mean, where is the ceiling at from where I'm at? How high are the ceilings in here?
The ceiling is about 30 or so feet up, 35
so
feet up.
If it's 30 feet, then I'm hanging 15 feet down from the ceiling, right? And 15 feet up from the floor.
No, I mean, the total distance from you guys to the blood pool is about 50 feet.
Right.
You're hanging there at about 35 feet down. So right. You're about 15 feet from the blood pool.
Okay, but where is the ceiling at?
The ceiling is...
Is it at the 50 feet?
Yeah, pretty much at the 50 feet.
Okay. So there is no, like, you know, tunnel going down. It's just a big opening.
It's a giant opening.
Okay. Now I understand.
Can you evolve and grow wings?
Stay fast.
I'll get my hands on you.
What do you know, Johnny?
I mean, come on.
If you want to stand up, that's a move action.
Yeah.
If I cut the rope from this end, is that going to offend you terribly?
No.
Okay.
I was just going to slide down and...
I'm gonna charge the golem. The bloodied guy.
Alright.
And do cleave.
If you are charging, that's just a basic attack.
Okay.
Okay, so you kind of slosh your way through here.
Mm-hmm.
And charge him, unless you wanted to end up here.
No, I wanted in front of him. So I can get the other guy, too.
Okay. Charging, you're just going to have to do a basic attack, though.
Oh, okay.
But I believe you get a +1 to hit.
Well, what is it to stand up?
Move action.
So all you've got is standard and minor life, so yeah. You'd have to charge if you want to attack.
Yep.
Okie dokie.
So a standard or a basic attack is going to be... With my dagger.
Could be with your axe.
Your axe.
You can make a standard a basic attack with your axe.
You just can't use your special abilities.
Yeah. You just can't use a power.
So it's whatever is on the front page.
6 + 5 is your basic attack.
Okay.
But first, so you gotta roll the hit.
Right. Right. What do I add to that? Anything?
You should have two.
Where am I at?
You should have two things. You should have the top one should be your rolling to hit, and the next one should be damage. So you should have one.
Here
it
is. Attack for space. And I got 19.
That'll hit him. And back into the clay scout, the clay golem.
And 12.
Which is enough to outright destroy him. You gotta get up and shake off some of the blood.
I got him.
And you run through and just with this big two-handed slash, bam, and he shatters.
And
I told you you were making me into ceramics.
And then I look up and tell you to get your ass down here. Stop playing around.
Gaz.
Shorty, stop fooling around. Stop fooling around with that kid up there. Get down here.
Get down here.
Whose turn is it?
Gaz, you're up.
Go, Gaz.
So you said you assume we've all got... We're all tied to a rope, or that's going
to
take it.
If you wanted to be tied to a rope, you could be tied to a rope by now.
Okay.
I will say that the idea probably didn't just occur to you as you were looking down there, maybe I should get a rope on myself. You could have done that earlier and been waiting in line or whatever. So okay. If you want to have a rope tied around you, you can have a rope tied around you.
Okay. Then I will, attempt to sever the rope that is holding Colin suspended.
Just roll damage.
Three.
Okay, that'll be enough to break the rope. So, Colin, you go splash! And you take another 3 points of damage as you hit the blood pool.
I only fell 15 feet.
That's still a d10.
Okay. Fine. I take how much?
Three. Yes, it's a d10 per 10 feet falling.
That's fine.
You land flat in the blood pool. Okay. You stole a move and a minor left. Anything else you want to do?
Is there a way with acrobatics I can try and climb down a chain as opposed to make an athletics check?
Yes, but it would be harder.
That's fine. Harder's still fine.
Athletics is, you're looking at a 15, acrobatics probably a 20.
That's fine. I'll take the acrobatics.
Okay.
Are you going to leap off the wall or run down? No.
Well, in the fact that my acrobatics is a 12 and my athletics is a 2, yeah. I'll take the 5.
So DC 20.
That would be a 28.
Okay, no problem. So you kind of like take this sort of running leap.
Yeah,
actually, you tell me what you want to do. You got four chains to work with. They're all blood slaked. And you may or may not be tied with a rope around your waist. So you tell me what you want to do.
I was tied with a rope around my waist, and I'll just kind of tumble from one chain to the next, doing...
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
Okay. Until you reach the end of the rope, which is about 15 or so feet above the blood pool.
That's fine.
And now you've got a miner left. Is there anything else you want to do?
Could I untie the rope with the miner?
Yes, you could do that.
Okay, then I will untie the rope.
All right, so you're kind of now hanging by either the rope or the chain, whichever you want.
The rope.
Okay.
So probably the chain, because the rope, I assume, would then be either swinging or directly over the center of the blood pool. So I'll be hanging on the chain.
And the rope and the chain are about the same point, because it's coming. You're coming from a
square. It's coming from the pillar center.
Yeah. The way that it is there's a square, and the pillar's kind of off to this side. So the rope is going to tend to go towards one of the corners, which is where the chain comes from.
So. Okay, I'll take the chain.
Okay.
I'm dazed, so I get one action, right?
You get one action.
I stand up.
Okay. Stand up, and you may make a save to stop being dazed.
Does he see the remains of the golem, or is it still invisible to him?
It's dead, so the remains are visible to him.
I make my save, so I'm no longer dazed.
You're no longer dazed.
Just stand up going...
You're welcome.
Thanks, Cass.
And Calorel gets to go. I'm served by incompetent fools. Can't even take care of one small group of adventurers. I'll have to do it myself.
Pansy.
Fruit.
What we call him a poof something.
Poofter.
He actually teleports.
Oh jeez.
Disappears in one place. Ends up over there.
That's not good.
It's okay, Orcus is a poofter.
And he moves back to here.
What is he standing on?
It's a cliff.
He's standing in some kind of summoning circle.
What's the model?
And the thing that is trying to get out of the portal is, like, reaching out, and it actually, the thing actually can reach out to about here. So it can, it reaches out
three squares.
So now he's kind of standing in amidst, you know, occasionally now the thing will grab out past him. It's trying to feel where things are.
That's all right. It's just a demon spawn.
And the... Now the skeletons will go. So they'll go with Kalorel.
I really wish there was refocusing in this.
It sort of is. You just hold your action.
Yeah, but that doesn't really seem to help you if you're going to go last.
Well, you just hold your action until the start of the next round.
And then you go at the start of the round.
Yeah.
So, in effect, yeah, it's refocusing.
Nope. Did not know I could do that.
So after Kalorel teleports, the skeletons will go. Beautiful skeletons.
Do we see this dude over here?
You would.
Yeah, you can see him. That skeleton goes over there, and this skeleton just starts to swipe at you.
Okay.
So he takes his weedy long sword.
His wong sword?
His wiggity long sword.
Where wong?
Does a 27 hit your AC?
It can't be white if it's wong. It does. Sadly.
Okay. Take 8 points of damage, and he marks you until the end of his next turn.
Fine.
Finally,
he marks you for all time.
Cheeto!
I got a 19 to go down.
Okay. Are you tied to a rope or not tied to a rope? Okay. You're down to about 15 or so feet above the blood pool.
Then I will use a minor action to untie it.
Sure.
And then go
just
down.
Hold the standard left. Thing.
I will use the rest to... Well, actually, maybe I won't untie myself yet. Maybe I'll just zap people from here.
Curse the next one to die, and that way you can teleport.
Yeah, yeah, then you can teleport.
It was a thought that I had. But,
that's right.
Well, I have to curse whoever is closest to the problem. So.
That would probably be that skeleton warrior over by...
I was saying, that might be Iona or...
Yeah. No, it's...
Five, six, as opposed to...
Eric's a carpetbagger.
This one is technically...
I don't know what that means, but I'm going to say it.
It's the closest one.
But. Okay, well... Now, I'm going to untie the rope.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go down the last part of the chain.
Okay, give me another athletics roll.
That would only be a 12 this time.
You're like, aha, now with no rope I should be...
And then I should have used acrobatics.
Take 3 points of damage. And we'll be at the top of the next round as soon as I get out of the bathroom.
Oh, that was specific. And, he, I asked.
And he falls, right?
And he falls.
Yes, he falls.
The 10-point difference was enough to...
Well, mine would only be a 1-point different, though, so...
Yeah, not...
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
Hello, this is Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica. When you play a role-playing game, do you like to have your own dice? GMDice.com is one of the best selections of dice on the internet. From stone dice to metal dice and even bone dice, GMDice.com is your dice store.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and me and BC would make everything alright. Thought you might like an Evil Dead marathon, watching Ash wreck and shop with his chainsaw. You were gone before he made it to the woodshed. Now I'm